Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this episode is titled The Dream Test. The Dream Test, okay? The Dream Test. I learned this Dream Test off one of my mentors and great friends, Gavin Topp. You can give him a follow on Instagram if you like, Gavin Lance Topp, so Gavin Topp. He teaches and coaches men to become better men, better husbands, better fathers. I've done a lot of work with him, and yeah, he's a great friend. And so he taught me this, actually. I learned this from him. So I'm going to deliver it to you in my own unique way, but that's where I got it from, and you're going to find value from it for sure. The Dream Test. So in wealth creation and making money and working in things you love and figuring out this whole wealth thing, I actually talk about in my second book, Money Buys Happiness, the wealth formula. It's quite simple. In the book, I say that getting rich is quite simple. It's one sentence. Basically, it is this. Spend less than you earn, take the savings and put them consistently into a broad-based index fund, reinvest the dividends, stay away from debt, and find ways of making extra cash to put into that fund. That's basically it, okay? That's the whole wealth of how to get rich wrapped up in one sentence. But where the challenge lies is it's quite simple, once you know how, to set up a broker account and buy an index fund. It's quite simple to put some things in place to save a bit of money every month. It's quite simple to reinvest the dividends. Kind of simple to stay away from debt, although keeping up with the Joneses and status chasing and ego gets us into debt. But for most part, that's all quite simple. Like it's fairly straightforward. But what I find happens, this happens to a lot of people I coach as well, that are focused purely around saving and investing, is that once they buy their first investment in stocks typically, they go, okay, great, I can save and I can buy stocks. Awesome, and when am I going to be rich? When am I going to retire? I'm like, well, it takes a long time to do that because unless you have a lot of cash to put into your investments, it's going to take you time to buy the assets over time. It's going to take you time to buy more stocks. It'll take you probably 20 or 30 years, frankly. And that's why I encourage most people to look at a side hustle. That's why I go on about it so much. It's because you need a way to amplify your cash flow to put into your assets. Okay? So too many people are barking up the wrong tree. They're focused on all their investing. And you don't need to focus there. It'll look after itself when you buy the right businesses or the right real estate asset. It'll just grow by itself. It self-scales. Where your attention and focus and effort ought to be going is creating systems and people leverage, right? You've heard hey, go back and listen to the episode on leverage if you haven't, because this is what I'm talking about. It's about actually developing money, extra money, right? Now, a lot of people want to start a business. If you've been listening to me long enough, I'm a massive advocate. If you don't have any ideas, start in network marketing. Why? Because the product is effective, already in place, product pricing's in place, shipping's in place, everything's ready to go, and it's effective, and it's consumable, and you can learn marketing without any risk. That's it. You can get into business and earn money without any risk whatsoever. None. Zero. It's incredible. I actually don't know why more people just don't do network marketing. I'll do a whole episode on it. It's just ridiculous. It blows me away, right? But a lot of people, for some reason, they don't want to do that. Okay, that's their prerogative, okay? But here's the thing. You know, if you do want to be in business or you do want to start a side gig or you do want to, not even that, if you want to leave your job or you want to start working something you love or you want to work with passion, And you know, as Steve Jobs says, you know, if you find something you love, the only way to do great work is to love what you do. And the only way to usually get a lot of wealth is to actually work a lot. And that means you've got to love what you do. And you'll end up creating great work and earning a lot of money. So if you're wanting to chase some sort of dream or leave your job or build your own business or just, I don't know, like dream big and live bigger, then the Dream Test could be the way for you to do it, all right? So the Dream Test consists of 5 questions. So I'm going to ask you the 5 questions and you can write them down and perhaps even put some answers to them, right? And I want you to know whether your dream is big enough, whether it's worthy enough of you and your time and your potential on planet Earth. Because I think a lot of people are chasing goals and not dreams. And which is fine. You know, goals lead to dreams, by the way. Goals are the stepping stones to the dream, okay? But I wonder whether people are dreaming big enough. That's the thing. If you're wondering why you're not motivated, why you're not fulfilled, why you're not achieving your best, why you're kind of semi-unhappy, right? Is because you don't have a big enough dream. And I talk about this through my mentoring and coaching programs and so on. The very first step to wealth is having a vision. And that's what I mean by a dream, having a big vision, a bold vision of where you see your life going. And so that's where the dream test comes in. So let's get to it, right? Here's the five questions. I'm going to go through each question and give you an example, okay? So the first question is your dream worthy of you? Is it worthy of going all in on, okay? Is it a goal or a dream? So let me put it like this to you. Is it worth giving your life to? Because if it's not, you're going to find it very hard to be motivated. But if it's worth laying your life down for, like if it's a big, bold vision of how many people you can help and serve, right? It's worthy of your life on earth. And that's why if you feel like you're in a job that you don't like, you don't feel like you're helping many people with it, you're finding yourself commuting all the time and you're questioning yourself, then you're actually already laying down your life for that particular job because you're using your time on earth to go there. So is it worthy of you laying your life down for? And a lot of you might say, absolutely not. I don't know why I'm even doing this. So when you've got a big dream, you'll say, yes, I can spend all day and every day doing this. I love this. I feel like I'm making an impact and I'm getting ahead and I love doing it and I'm talented there and I'm growing in it, right? There's all these things that happen. So is it worthy of you giving your life to? Okay. Now, I guess another way of realigning that is that some people say, well, what's your dream? They go, oh, I want to pay my house off. I want to pay your house. That's a great goal, but that's your dream. That's why you're on planet Earth, to pay off your house. Is it worth laying your life down for? Do you know what I mean? Like, would you trade all the day on Earth for that one thing? And that's usually where people go. Okay. So if that's a goal, it's not a dream. Okay. Now, if you do dream to pay off a house, great, but I'm sure you can do better. Right? Second question, does your dream align with your values? This is really important because a lot of people that perhaps are making a lot of money but are unhappy, this is where they're going wrong. They're working in an industry or a job or a business that doesn't align with their values, where they're making a lot of money but they're not happy. Okay? So the way to get great growth in your business, in your life, and work with, basically to work where it doesn't feel like work at all, is to do something where it aligns with your values. So for us, within our network marketing business we have, it aligns with our values in terms of health, helping people, freedom, travel, okay, recurring income, you know, that comes with freedom, and growth, personal growth. They're all high values for us. And that's what you get when you go and build a network marketing business. So of course that aligns with that. That's why when we do it, we don't feel like we're working. This is incredible, right? And if I look at our financial coaching business, our financial education business, right, which is our books and courses and podcasts and mentoring programs and so forth, right, and workshops, that particular business, which is separate to our network marketing business, that's high in my values of teaching and learning and giving and values of, I would say, yeah, giving back as well, right? So I think it's around the area of teaching for me. It's very high on my values list. And so because of those things, that's why I don't feel like it's a job, right? Yeah, it's challenging times in all businesses for sure. But if you are actually working in high alignment to your values, you'll not only if you don't work in things that are aligned with your values, you need external motivation. You need to be externally motivated. You need like cars, houses, holidays, you know, status symbols. You need that stuff to motivate you. But when you're working in a dream that's aligned or work that's aligned with your values, you actually find you don't need any external motivation. All the motivation comes from within, internal motivation. Which means you can work anytime, any place, spontaneously, as much as you want and get and feel like it's easy. That's when you know you're actually building or working towards your dream that's in alignment with your values, okay? The third question, does your dream require that you grow? Does your dream require that you grow? And that's where if you've got these dreams that are small, right, compared to what you can dream, then if they're too small, they're not going to force you to grow. So like, for example, paying your house off probably doesn't need you to grow at all. You just keep doing the same job, and after 30 years, it's paid off, right? So it doesn't require that you actually grow as a human. So if your dream is not allowing or doesn't force you to grow and level up, then it's probably not a big enough dream, okay? Question number four, do you need the supernatural? So basically, do you need the universe to intervene for it to come true? Now, the big bold visions and dreams, they, when you think it's all up to you, which it is largely, I mean, it's all in your action, but some strange thing does happen. And I'm not a woo-woo guy. If you listen to my podcast, I don't sound like I'm talking about, you know, energy, you know, light particles and electrons, and I don't go detailed quantum mechanics in my stuff, even though that is real science. But I'm also not woo-woo. I'm not a big woo-woo guy. But I do believe in this. I believe that the universe conspires to help you if you commit to your big, bold vision. Weird things will happen along the journey that you don't anticipate, expect, control, right? And it'll just fall in your lap. You're like, oh my God, that was supernatural. I can't believe that happened. And that's when you're on a big path. Your dream ought to be so big that you can't do it by yourself, that you need the supernatural, be it the universe or God. You need someone to step in to throw things in your path to help you, okay? And that's when you know you've got a big dream, when you know you can't do it yourself, right? So the final question number five is your dream good for others? Do others benefit from your dream, right? And that's what I love about our big dreams in our network marketing business, our big dreams in our financial education business, to build the largest financial education business in the world. Big, big, bold dream, right? But is it good for others? Yes, because it teaches them. They learn, they implement, they action. In our network marketing business, they either get a skinny waist and a fatter wallet or both. So great for their health, great for their financials, but also great for their connection and community and their soul. In our financial education business, teaching people is great for the world. I mean, we've got people listen to this very podcast and read my books and get mentorship that literally changes the trajectory of their lives and their family's lives for generations because of what they're doing with money. So is it good for others and do others benefit? If the answer is no, then you'll feel like misaligned on the inside and you'll feel like grates against you, because in the back of your mind, you're like, this is not actually that good for people. And that's where, if you don't have a big enough dream, or you don't even have a dream, but you're just in a job, that's when you start to question it. You're like, hang on a second, is this helping anyone? Is this actually helping other people? And I've been in situations where I felt that. I'm like, when I was in property development, I was like building developments, and you could argue for sure, you know, good for entertainment and people need to live somewhere. And but I just like, really, I just didn't feel like it was good, but it wasn't great. The reason I knew that is because no one was thanking me for the work. That's how I knew. So if no one's thanking you for the work you're doing, it's probably not as good for people as what you think, or you can do better. Okay. So look, they're the five questions for the dream test. So if you're wanting to know, is my vision big enough? Do I have a dream? Or are these just baby goals that I've been thinking about achieving for society's purposes? Then do the dream test and answer these five questions, okay? Answer the five questions and then come back to me. Send me a message on Instagram. Just let me know how you go, right? Get your family to do the dream test with you. Ask friends to answer these questions. This is what's going to help you create and cast a vision for yourself, because with a big vision comes great wealth. There was never someone who was super wealthy who didn't have a great vision. Even your household. If you don't have a household vision, you're not going to become a millionaire. Okay? So this is the first big step in really discovering if you have a dream. So I hope you've enjoyed the dream test episode. I love this when I learned it from Gavin, and I've just, you know, this is really important to answer these questions, right? And so I hope you take this and implement it. Use it to, you know, cast a big vision and get after your financial goals and all the other goals you have, okay? It'll draw and motivate you massively. So thank you so much for listening. And again, of course, send me a follow on Instagram. Go to my profile, click the link in my bio to access everything else. But join our Facebook group, Money Grows on Trees. It's free. Jump in there, join in, and of course, plug into any of my reels on Instagram, my lives in the group, Facebook lives, anything else like that. And of course, keep listening to the podcast. Share this podcast episode to your stories, to Instagram reel, whatever. Just send it to someone even. Send someone the link to it and say, hey, listen to this podcast, because I really want to make a big impact around people's lives when it comes to money, finances, business, entrepreneurship, and teach you all the things you didn't learn in school. All right. So Thanks again for listening in, and I'll see you in the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.